With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, details are still scarce this morning about a fatal crash involving a car and a motorcycle over the noon hour on Dirksen Parkway at Stevenson Drive. What we do know is that the car apparently pulled out in front of the motorcycle and that the cyclist was ejected, taken to the hospital, where they later died. No other details were available, but state police are investigating. Meanwhile, a government finance watchdog says a bill on Governor Bruce Rauner's desk would allow local governments to file financial reports that kicks their debt cans down the road. Senate Bill 2638 would allow local governments to file annual reports to the Illinois Comptroller based off cash accounting. Truth in Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said that's different from accrual accounting.
Effectively, it's a way to kick the can down the road. And accrual accounting, in theory, should help you recognize those expenses at the time they are incurred.
The Illinois Municipal League supports the measure, saying that requiring accrual accounting would introduce unnecessary complexity and result in expensive conversion costs for no appreciable benefit for local governments or taxpayers. But Bergman says taxpayers will be hit in the long run from the hidden government debt. Comptroller Susana Mendoza's office said it's neutral on the bill. Rauner's office said it's one of 600 bills the governor's received and isn't in a position to comment. The Illinois State Board of Elections said Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of the plan to remove Illinois from the Interstate Voter Crosscheck Program won't change much because Illinois isn't using Crosscheck right now. State Board of Elections spokesman Matt Dietrich said Illinois hasn't sent any voter data to Crosscheck in over a year and hasn't used any information from the program in over 2 years. Back to Congress, members of Illinois' congressional delegation are pointing fingers back and forth on the issue of who's obstructing what in the effort to get to the bottom of whether Russia impacted the outcome of the 2016 election. While Democrats herald allegations of possible collusion between Trump associates and Russia, Republicans are holding hearings about anti-Trump bias of some high-ranking FBI agents that were driving high-profile investigations. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin blasted Republicans.
Sadly, the vast majority of congressional Republicans are actively working to undermine the investigation.
Taylorville Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis said Durbin knows Congress needs to play its constitutional oversight role.
Where you have a senior member of the FBI texting another member of the FBI 50,000 times over a certain amount of time. That's a work product question that needs to be asked.
Davis said he supports law enforcement, but oversight must take place. Springfield police say there's no excuse for someone breaking into a vehicle, but they also say you don't have to make it easier for someone to do so. Police Chief Kenny Winslow is expressing frustration that many of the dozens of break-ins in recent days involved cars that have been left unlocked. Winslow says an unlocked vehicle or one with valuables in plain sight is almost an open invitation to a burglar. Police have made several arrests in recent days, but think others are also involved in the rash of break-ins. And of more than 240 designs, Illinois State Police have picked the winner for its 100th anniversary logo design contest. Springfield resident Aaron Rath's design will be used in making commemorative stars, patches, car decals, advertising, and collectible memorabilia. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Melanie.
Are you ready for a brand new day?
Yeah!
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
It's so nice to have you here with me today.
Yippee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine.
Just fine.
Howdy, how do you do? Hello, good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Now that we're together, learning so much fun. The more of us, the better. So come on, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine.
Howdy, howdy, you do. How
I do declare I am just fine, sir. And a good day to you.
Stop tickling those kids, sir. This isn't the time and place for that. Don't you have a record? Get out of here.
I say, good day, children.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine. I'm just fine living in white America.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How
because Barack Obama's no longer president. That's why I'm happy.
Howdy, how do you day?
Good morning, everyone. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Good day, sir.
Are you? And good day to you, sir. Are you hippity hoppity, heppin' happen, whatever?
Yeah, I'm ready for the weekend already.
You know, dude, I woke up today, and the first thing I said is, oh, it's Friday, yes.
Yeah, nope.
And then, you know, you start, when you wake up, you scramble a little bit. And then I started to get clear and I went, oh, wait a minute, it's Thursday.
Son of a.
That's the worst feeling in the world. Now, you want to know the best feeling in the world? When you wake up and it's Friday, and you wake up and somehow you're thinking, oh, man, it's Wednesday. I've still got a couple more days. Yeah. And then you go, wait a minute.
Even better than that?
It's Friday.
Is waking up on a Sunday thinking, oh, man, it's Monday.
Oh, I see. You like that?
No, I hate it.
Oh, see,
I like that. I like waking up on a Sunday thinking it's Monday and then realizing, oh, it's Sunday. I can go back to bed for a few more hours.
In years past, okay, I'd gone this far before. I have woken up on a Saturday, okay? I've woken up and gotten dressed, prepared to go to work. And gotten as far as, you know, shoes, socks, pants. And I'm trying to pick a shirt when it finally tells me, wait a minute, it's Saturday. I've done that before. That's the worst feeling in the world. Back when I used to do the Morning Disaster, I would nap every day. And in the winter, I would take a nap in the afternoon. And I'd wake up, it'd be dark outside.
Right.
And I would somehow convince myself, oh, my God, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm late.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Instead of thinking it was 5 in the afternoon, which is what it was, and I would get ready. And my wife would come home and go, what are you doing? Didn't you realize I wasn't next to you in the bed? She goes, didn't you realize I wasn't home? And I was like, I don't know. I'm scrambled when I wake up. You know, there's that. You're not as clear. The worst feeling in the world. Yeah, but today I woke up thinking it was Friday, and it turned out it was only Thursday. Oh, well. 629-7970 is the phone number. We are here. You can also text us at 68255. Put Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, space in your message in the message area, and put 68255 in the number area. And we would love to hear your messages. Good morning to you. You're our first caller of the day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, it's good to see you. Hey, you know, I'm with you on one thing. It's awful to wake up and think it's another day, but the worst day is when you wake up, you think, oh, it's Saturday, I'm going to sleep in, I'm going to relax, and you get up around 1 and you realize it's Sunday.
And then it's like, oh, son of a...
All those things I was going to do today. Oh, my God.
And when you get older, I will say this. When you get older, you start to dread. I know this is weird. When I was younger, it's like, as long as it was the weekend, I didn't care. I was going to milk every second of it, blah, blah, blah. When you get older, you start to dread Sundays because you know that it's wrapping up. If that makes any sense.
There is a point to that. There is a point to that. And you know, funny thing when you say when you get older, because everything is relative. My mom's 90 years old, and she lives in a community of older people. And I've had her come to me and say, you know, it's very depressing because there are older people here on walkers and canes. I'm like, Mom, a lot of these people are 20 years younger than you.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's perspective. It is. It's just how we live life. I'll tell you what, I have, thanks for the call, too. That's a fine way to start us off with this depression. My mother is retired and doesn't work. And, you know, she struggles, like a lot of elderly people. Although my mother's not elderly. She's very, very young, in case she's listening, I want to say that. You know, she struggles financially and stuff, but yet there's really nothing that she has to do, you know. I mean, occasionally there's doctor's appointments and stuff.
And I think, and a lot of times I think, oh my God, you know, I know there's a lot of parts about being old, I'm sure, that sucks, but not having to go to work is pretty cool. And then I think about, you know, me and my situation and stuff, and I think, you know what? I am never going to get to retire. I'm never going to retire. The Social Security system is so screwed up. I'm sure there probably won't be anything for me. I will be forced to work. I'll probably work on the day I die. There you go, Greg. There's the happy thought for the day. That's how we start the day today, with the realization. I start the day with the realization I'll probably work on the day I die. So good morning, everyone. Mm-hmm. I hope your lives are wonderful. Good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Morning, guys. How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, you were talking about the differences of the which day it is and all that. I never take naps during the day, and I was sick one Sunday, and I took a nap, slept for about 6 hours.
Wow, that's not a nap.
I woke up.
That's 6 hours is not a nap.
That's not a nap. You went to sleep.
A nap's like, an hour or less.
I went to sleep. I went to sleep, and I woke up, you know, Monday morning. I always go in about 6:30, and I get up, get dressed, go to work. And I drive by Gabatoni's, and I thought, that's weird. There's a bunch of cars there. Yeah. Must be some special event. Oh. Go to work, turn on a computer. Nothing's matching up. It was 6:30.
You made it all. You made it all the way to work.
I've totally.
Not only did
done
I get
this.
To work, I opened the business. I
wow.
I
oh
sat down at the computer.
God.
I started doing my Monday morning stuff.
Oh, that's
and
hilarious!
Finally, somebody called me and said, "What are you doing?" One of my friends called me. Said, "What are you doing at work? What do you mean?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, and so they
that's why it's good to have your. That's why it's good to have your clocks in military time, so that
that's
you
true.
So that you know,
right? Because when you
6 p.m. is 6 p.m. because
look,
it's 1800
yeah,
hours.
You're, I think you're on
instead of 6 a.m. Because I've done that before. When I used to take naps as well in the middle of the day, it used to be where you know, I would take a nap. And then it would be a much longer nap than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up and I'd realize, I think to myself, holy crap, I got to go to work. And I'd start getting ready. And
you wake up at 5 or 5:30 and you're like, oh my God, I'm late.
Right.
If I'm going to come in on Sunday evening, coming in this Sunday? No.
Oh, that's
funny. I'll see you guys.
Well, thank you, buddy.
That's funny.
It's a great story. It's true. It happens. It totally happens.
Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Good morning, Raymond.
Hello.
Hey, you woke up today thinking it was Friday, correct?
Yeah. And then I had then it finally hit me that it was only Thursday.
Well, I woke up today. Today is my Monday. I only have a Monday and Friday at work today, or this week. This is awesome.
So you're off tomorrow?
No. I'm back to work today. So today's my Monday.
Right.
Tomorrow's my Friday.
Oh, you've been off the first 3 days of the week.
Yes, I just got home from Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, look at that. Well, congratulations. Yes. I hope for good reasons and not, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It wasn't hot enough here, so we went there.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, that. You know what? I think I'm pretty burnt out. I don't know if you could tell, Greg. Because I excel every day. I don't let it get to me. But I'm pretty burnt. Why are you smiling? I'm pretty burned out. I know I don't get paid for it, for taking a day off.
Sure.
Because I've been told before, oh, Ray, you could take a day off whenever.
Yeah, just take a day off.
And I'm like, oh, great. Did I get some paid vacation? And they go, no. You
just take a day off.
You just don't get paid for it. Right. But we won't fire you. Here's what I was told. We won't fire you if you take a day off.
Oh, of course. Right.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, thank you for that. I'll be getting less than my paycheck if I take a day off. Mm. But, yeah.
A day. Be careful.
But
don't
take
too many days
off,
Ray.
But I'm so burned. I'm actually thinking of taking, because I'm really bogged down with the QLZ. You know, I'm helping out the QLZ stuff.
Sure.
I'm really bogged down with that, but I'm thinking after the concert.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Of maybe taking a day off.
But that's like a month and a half away.
I know. It's unfortunately, it's my reality. I've sort of... It wouldn't make sense to take a day off because I'd end up working the whole time anyway. Does that make sense? Because I've got things I've got to get finished before that. So once I get my project done, maybe I can try to sneak one in. But I'm thinking of taking either. And here's my plan. I want to take off either a Friday or a Monday. I'm thinking of taking off a Friday so that I could get a 3-day weekend. Right? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Taking advantage of a 3-day weekend anytime, either by taking a Monday or a Friday off, yeah, make it happen.
Which one do you prefer?
That's a good question. Because, yeah, it's like, do you want to have that? God, that's a great question.
Because
it's a toss up.
When I worked on QLZ, I had in my last contract, they ran out of, you know, I mean, there was no more money, so they gave me extra
days
off.
Yeah, sure.
And so what I did is in the summer, so many months in the summer, I just worked Monday through Friday, or I worked Tuesday through Friday, and I took off a bunch of Mondays. But in rethinking it after the fact, I was thinking, you know, I probably should have taken off the Fridays. But I'm not sure, because that meant my Thursday would have been my Friday and blah, blah, blah. And then I would have been off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which would have been my 3-day weekend. So I'm trying to debate, and I'm wondering. I'm thinking I might take off a Friday to get the 3-day weekend, because that way I'm back on Monday and everything. You know what I mean? Because I think listeners like to start Monday out, and they get in patterns. And for those people whose pattern includes us, I want to keep it the same, you know. Does that make any sense? Or am I being a narcissist? I don't know.
Oh, no, I think.
But I think I might take a Friday off. And I don't know if it's going to fix my, you know, my burnout. But I think it might give me a little more rest. I'm thinking. I don't know. But I'd like your thoughts on that. If you guys got a choice, would you take off a Friday or a Monday? All right?
Man, that's such a tough question. Yeah. Like, do you want to extend the weekend, or do you want to shorten the work week?
Right, yeah.
You know, that's like the big question.
Yes.
Because if you take the Monday off, you're extending your weekend.
Because I'll tell you something.
But if you take the Friday off, you're shortening the work week.
I feel pretty good when I feel pretty good on like Labor Day and Memorial Day week.
Sure.
Because I'm not working that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel pretty good. However, I've also felt pretty good on like a Christmas or July 4th, or depending if it falls on a Friday, I felt pretty good.
Yeah, because so. Like Monday and Tuesday, you're like, I got Friday off. I got Friday off.
Yeah.
I got Friday off.
I don't know. I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Here's our text so far. One time at work, I was so convinced it was Friday, and then when someone told me it was Thursday, I was so devastated that I started crying. There you go. There's one of our texts. The other one, imagine waking up not knowing that Montenegro is even a country. And then, I see what you're getting. And then after just one short sit down with Putin and you're suddenly an expert. SMH, you know, shaking my head. 629-797. I want to take a break, guys. We'll come back. We'll take a couple calls, either Friday or Monday, and then calls after the news as well. Friday or Monday, what would you? Which would you rather take off? Friday or Monday? 629-7970. Would you rather take off? All right, Craig, you thought about it. Friday or Monday?
I think I like extending my weekend. So I would say take Monday off.
You're going to say the Monday is the way to go.
Monday's the way to go. Because you got to coordinate it. Like, for instance, my wife, she has a job. So, you know, right. A typical Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
She would be enjoying the weekend with me on Saturday and Sunday. Right. Right. So I would like to have that Monday to be able to have it to myself after enjoying the weekend with my wife.
Really? You want it to yourself?
Taking a Friday off, having to sit around, wait for my wife to get home, and then start my weekend, right?
All right, yeah. All right, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Because then she might give me a honey-do list.
Well, I would hope that wouldn't be the case. I mean,
I'd be slaving away on all day Friday.
Hmm.
I'd rather get a lot of that done with her Saturday and Sunday, and then just take the Monday to kick back and eat popcorn and watch Netflix.
You know, Yeah, that makes some sense. I would rather have, I think I'd rather have my wife try to take the day off too, and you know what I mean?
And we've coordinated it that way as well. Yeah. But that's, yeah, that's something that you've really, you've got to plan.
You know what, it'd be nice, like, I got a cousin that lives literally in downtown Chicago. He lives right off of Lakeshore Drive. And in a really nice neighborhood. I mean, he's got, he lives in this high rise and literally less than a block away is this great diner and there's so much stuff to do. I would love to go up there and just spend, except I don't like the elevator because I'm not a fan of elevators, but I would love to go up there and just spend a couple days in Chicago. You know what I mean? That would be really cool, you know, to take a trip and then drive back.
Absolutely.
On, you know. And then driving back on a Monday instead of a Sunday seems pretty appealing.
Yeah, because if you leave on a Sunday.
Oh, and you 55 gotta, is a mess.
It is a mess. It's three and a half hours. You got traffic out the wazoo. But if you were to take that time, if you're staying downtown
and you leave Chicago around 11,
you're still going to get in traffic.
Maybe noon. It won't be as bad.
It won't be as bad, but you're still going to be
in traffic. But if you're trying to leave the city when traffic's either coming in or coming out, it's a mess.
Friday or Monday, which would you take off to have a three-day weekend?
629-7970. We want your calls. I'll take one call here, and then we'll do the rest after the news. Well, I guess we won't take one call here.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk, 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, President Donald Trump seems to be shifting his tone on Russia, trying out a tougher line. Trump said Wednesday that when he met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, he told him to stay out of America's elections. Quote, and that's the way it's going to be. That was a marked turnaround from Trump's first upbeat description of his sit-down with Putin. Monday, Trump appeared to question the findings of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, President Trump is still dealing with the fallout from his comments about Russia. So what's on his schedule today? ABC's Arlette Sines has more.
President Trump has a series of closed meetings, receiving his intelligence briefing in the morning, followed by separate sit-downs with Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In the afternoon, he holds an event called A Pledge to America's Workers. The president will sign an executive order aimed at addressing the skills gap challenge in the American workforce. Arlette Sines, ABC News, The White House.
Illinois' congressional delegation was split on a resolution in Washington supporting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis supported the measure, saying calls to abolish ICE were dangerous. Democratic Congressman Bill Foster said the resolution was a waste of time, anti-American, and an anti-immigrant. The resolution ultimately passed. More residents of an Illinois town have flipped their homes for seven figures since the turn of the century than nearly every city in America, including Chicago. WMAY's Cole Lauterbach has more.
On the fringe of the Chicago suburbs is Plainfield, Illinois, a town of 43,000. A report by Property Shark shows residents that had been sitting on their homes since before the turn of the century sold 78 of them for more than $1 million. That's more than many major cities, including Chicago, Boston, and all but nine others in the nation. Property Shark author Robert Demeter says large cities around Plainfield had seen population booms, and the rising prices in places like Naperville sent buyers further outward towards Plainfield.
Being near Naperville, I think this was one of the main reasons.
Plainfield Mayor Michael Collins wasn't the least bit surprised to see so many homeowners selling for seven figures.
Some of the subdivisions are very upscale, and those homes are selling for a few dollars more than some of the other subdivisions.
I'm Cole Lauterbach.
Chance the Rapper says he has purchased the former news website Chicagoist, making the announcement in a new song. Chicago native released four songs on his website late Wednesday, including I Might Need Security, where he proclaims, I bought the Chicagoist. WNYC confirmed the acquisition in a statement. WNYC bought Gothamist and its affiliated websites in February from billionaire Joe Ricketts, who shuttered at the websites last November, about a week after New York's staff voted to unionize. Authorities say a Central Illinois man stabbed himself in a courtroom shortly after a jury found him guilty in a sexual assault case. The Pantograph reports 78-year-old Johnny Ickard was sitting alone Wednesday at a defense table in Bloomington where he represented himself in a trial. When the judge said that he was revoking Ickard's bond, the Bloomington man said that he had family affairs to attend and wasn't expecting the verdict then. He stabbed himself in the abdomen moments later. And it was a big welcome home for 135 soldiers last night from the Illinois National Guard's 3637th Maintenance Company, who had been deployed since September. The soldiers flew into Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport about 8 last night after completing their mission in the Middle East. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
You're listening to the Ray Lytle Morning Show, where we're trying to figure out if we take up a Friday or a Monday. 629-7970. That's a CT Adams Pest Control listener contact line. You can text in to 68255 if you want to send it over our Ray Lytle Morning Show Message Mafia text line. You can text in to 68255. Put Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, space in your message in the message area. All right? Good morning. You are on WMAY. Hello.
Hello, Ray. For 15 years, I have had Mondays off, and I love it. It's been the best thing ever because on Mondays, I get to do whatever I want. If I want to work around the house, I can. If I want to golf, I can. If I want to go to a movie, it's just fantastic.
You work Tuesday through Friday?
I work for a 24/7 operation,
right.
And so I work every other weekend. So every other weekend I have to work, but I always have Monday off. So every other weekend is a 3-day weekend for me.
So you work? I don't know.
So one week I work. 1 week I'm off Sunday and Monday.
Right.
The following week I'm off Monday and Saturday.
Monday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm off Monday.
Oh,
and I work Tuesday, Wednesday, God. Thursday, Friday, and I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, man. Saturday through Monday. Okay. I thought you said Saturday and Monday.
How many hours a week are you putting in?
37.5.
Oh, so you're not even 40 hours?
No.
Lucky.
I'm a state employee.
Oh, no.
I work for the state police.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are on 24 hours.
Do you get to arrest anybody?
No.
Oh well, it takes away all the fun.
Yeah, and that's something tough to do in those types of jobs.
I'd work 60 hours a week if I could arrest people.
That's what's tough to do about those types of jobs where they're, you know, it's a 24-hour operation, like he said. So scheduling all of that, you've got to find people who are able to do those types of just weird, those weird scheduling.
Yeah, shift work is not fun, but for 2 years, I had to work straight midnight.
So when you have Mondays off, and this is one of the biggest pet peeves I have of working like, you know, the typical Monday through Friday, even though, you know, Ray and I, we don't do typical jobs because we're at work at 5:30 in the morning.
We definitely don't work 40 hours
earlier.
A week.
I mean,
good Lord.
Right, yeah, I'm working 60 plus. So
I'm a little on the less side.
Okay, well, but when I have personal business to do, you know, like I have to go and haggle with the cell phone company.
Right.
Or I have to, you know, go to the DMV, for instance. I have to take some time off to do that.
To
get the deals done.
In order to just live regular life, you have to actually,
Because they're, you know, dentist's office. They're not open at 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday evening. Yeah.
Right.
So do you find yourself on Mondays just being able to take care of all of that stuff and...
Absolutely.
That's
if you schedule
awesome.
It right, I schedule all my kids' doctor and dentist eye appointments, my
That's
own.
That's awesome.
So Monday is my go-to day for anything I need to schedule. I always say, put me in for a Monday.
Yeah. See,
are they hiring?
I'd sleep till noon, and then half the day would be gone, and then I'd be angry.
Right.
Right. Don't let me fool you. That's happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Just take the entire day off.
I'd wake up and be like, oh, my God, I half my day off. I just slept.
Here's the thing. Every year we have a shift bid, so I could choose to have Friday off instead of the Monday, but I've always chose Monday because, well, and it's mental, too, because, you know, everybody's going back to Monday. They hate Monday. I don't have that problem.
Right, you like Mondays.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, but now I'm leaning towards, thank you. Now I'm leaning towards Monday. 629-7970. What day? What's
you were leaning towards Friday before?
I was leaning towards Friday. Now I'm leaning towards Monday.
I think take the Monday off because you're extending your weekend.
Yeah.
While also getting the benefit of a short work week the following.
Yeah.
Instead of getting a short work week to get somewhat of an extended weekend, you know.
Good morning. You're on WMY.
Good morning, Ray. This is Rob.
Hello, Rob.
I take Fridays off, which, speaking of, tomorrow I'm off because we're leaving on vacation.
You take Fridays off.
I take Fridays off because Mondays, and I own a computer company. I mean, I do wireless and networks and stuff.
Right.
And Mondays is a bad time to take off. It just always historically has.
My thing is like, okay, a lot of people work Monday.
Uh-huh.
And they like to drive to work and listen to us, some people listen to us at work. People like having normalcy on Monday.
Yep.
And if I decide to take off Monday, I wonder if it's not selfish because people are going to be going, where the hell's Ray? You know, I'm used to listening to
him. In my business, if you take off Monday, I'm going to get called all day, so there's no point.
don't get me wrong, like, because you're a listener, don't get me wrong. Most people might be going, I don't care who's on the radio.
Well,
but in my mind, I'd like to think that you guys care.
Me personally, on a Monday, my day starts out at 5. I mean, I got people starting calling, texting, emailing at 5 in the morning. So I get up at 4:30, you know, I have a shower. And then I usually hear you. I listen to, you know, the wonderful programming you have on before you start. And, you know, it's great. And, you know, but I mean, I just
lay it on a little less thick there, guys. Lay it on there just a little less thick.
Probably should have kept that silent.
Well, you know, that shows there's an expectation that I mean, I like listening to your guys' show. Obviously, I call in almost every day. I enjoy listening to it. So, yeah, I mean, next Monday
Friday.
I won't be listening.
Now I'm thinking Friday, Greg.
I like taking Fridays off.
You are torn.
Because, listen, people are going to work on Friday and they listen to us, but they're thinking, you know what? It doesn't matter who's on the radio. It's Friday.
Here's on Friday, Jim Leach's Dream Crusher could do it. I'm pretty sure he could, run the, Hero of the Week. I think he'd be okay with it.
Yeah. That's another good one. Thank you, buddy. That's another good point.
Right.
I like those shows where we're not beholden to anything. You know what I mean? And Monday is one of those shows. There's nothing we have to do Monday.
Right.
You know, Wednesday, there are things we have to do.
I got the roundup.
Yeah, and Friday, there are things we have. And those things we have to do, they're a pain. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I love doing them. Like, I love the open phones, the phone call Friday. I love that. But then we have to do you know what I mean? So if I'm going to miss something, I might as well miss what we have to do rather than miss... the open, like today's show, there's nothing that we have to do. It's all pretty much what we want to do. So I'd rather be there for the show we want to do than the one does that make any sense? Mm. You don't care, do you? You're like, whatever. Just do the show.
Yeah, it's your time.
Just do the show. Craig's looking at me like, just do the show and shut up. Good morning. Good morning. Let me hit the right button. You're on WMAY.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello,
well,
Steve.
I'm trapped in a 5-day a week thing, but people that do have, a lot of people I work with have the 4-day a week. And one of the advantages to having Monday as a work day is because the sheer number of holidays that you have that are on Mondays during the year, that you end up with more days, you get a lot more 4-day weekends. Does that make sense to you guys?
So wait a minute. You're saying
people that work 4 days a week normally.
Who has a 4-day a week job?
Yeah, 4-day a week job.
And where do I
and
get
then,
one?
And then when a Monday holiday comes up, they got a 4-day weekend.
All right, thank you. Yeah,
that makes nugget.
Yeah, if you're going to take off Friday, then all of a sudden you'd Monday you'd also get off. I like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Greg. If we were told, if you guys go 6 to noon every day and then you'd only work 4 days a week, would you do that?
6 to noon? 6 in the morning to noon?
Yeah. Say some station comes to us.
That's only 6 hours a day.
Yeah, I know. What would you do? I don't even know which mark. I don't know who'd do this. Maybe there's a Fantasia Land.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
And they go to us and say, okay, we're going to hire you. You can work 6 to 9, 5 days a week, or you work 6 to 11, 4 days a week. There's no doubt what I'd do. No doubt.
You'd do the 4 days a week?
Absolutely. Because when I did the morning disaster, we never got, I was paid for 6 to 10. We worked 6 to 11 every day. We never left early.
Yes, but the world doesn't operate on that 4 day week.
I'm saying, you know, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think I would do the 5 days a week.
Really? You would do the less time a day? Oh, not
I
me.
Would. Just to be in the cycle. Because, you know, in this business, especially in talk radio, I mean, you got to be in the cycle. Taking that Friday off every Friday would be, man. It'd be a hole, so to speak.
No, I think I'd do 6 to noon, 4 days a week. No doubt about it. That'd be so much, you know, rather than, it seems, that just seems easy to me. You're saying you'd do the 3 hours a day.
Dude, 5 hours. Yeah. And by the way, 5 days a week.
And in Fantasyland, this is our only job. We don't have other jobs.
Which sounds awesome. Yeah. I mean, I would love to just do a morning deal and then be done for the rest of the day and go, you know.
Literally 90% of the time, I feel like we're not done at 9 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like we've got at least 2 more hours in us. Every single day, I leave here feeling like I could put in 2 more hours.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, you're on WMAY. Oh, I guess he'll hit the button. Good morning. You're on WMAY. Friday or Monday?
Hey, I'd rather hear you guys on Friday, and here's why. Because I think everybody's in a better mood. The callers are in a better mood. You guys are in a better mood. It goes all day long. Unless there's some kind of national disaster on Thursday, then everybody's... Well, it is. It's a funner time to listen to the radio. The callers are joking more. I don't know if that
I'll tell you something.
Do that, but it seems like it's opposed to Monday.
The reason I decided when I did the morning disaster was because we did Party Town on Friday, and I didn't want to miss the Party Town, which is when we just brought, you know, everybody at work came into the studio, and we every single Friday we did that. And I was like, if I'm going to take a day off, I don't want to miss that because it was really fun. And back in the day, they'd bring in booze and all kinds of stuff, so I really liked it. But, that's why I started taking off the Mondays. So that guy's not, boy, now I'm torn. I don't know what I'd take off. Good morning. You're on WMAY.
So I'm floating this idea at my office. I haven't done it yet, but I think this is a
good
idea.
Is it like my office where nobody cares, but you float it anyway?
No, I'm thinking about that. My employees work very hard, and I appreciate their time, and I know how weekends can be. And I got to thinking the other day, what if you could work 10 hours on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then,
that do this.
Yeah, they work Tuesday, so you work 10 hours Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Work 5 hours on Friday, 5 hours on Monday, so you have Friday afternoon through Monday morning off. You have basically a 3-day weekend, but it spans 4 days.
Mm. Mm.
Does that sound like a good idea?
It depends on the job. It just depends on the job.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're on talk radio, it'd kind of suck because your audience would be kind of dead air Friday and Monday.
Yeah, and in the news world, for instance, summertime's kind of like I'm scrambling to find stories. Because, the State House isn't in session, so they're not, like, making news happen every other hour over there. So, you know, summers I can kind of kick back a little bit more. But when they're in session, it's a mad dash. It's a marathon. It's nonstop.
Oh, sure.
I can't do, like, you know, specialty schedules where it's Monday through Thursday, and then I have the 3-day week. It's just not possible because, well, their schedule doesn't really allow for it.
Especially around, like, budget time and stuff.
Yeah,
you were pulling,
it's crazy.
You were pulling 7 days a week.
Oh, I worked news desk when I was in college, and 4:30 a.m., get up, go to hit the blotters on all the play. Because you guys can now, you know, like, get on the internet and look. We physically had to go to the police stations and place else to go find out.
I don't know if this is a shock to you guys, but I really don't care about the news, so I've never had to deal with it.
Lucky.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're a nihilist.
I'm serious.
You're a nihilist.
If I could, if there was a job, and in case our boss is listening, this is just a hypothetical thing, all right? I don't want anybody thinking that there's anything up. If there's a job out there where I could just have fun, make people laugh, discuss things like this, never mention Trump. I mean, never.
Right.
Never mention Trump, and yet I'd have to work till like 11 every day. I'd do it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Just because the stress, and I mean, I like the news. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should all hide our heads in the sand and blah, blah, blah while America goes to whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the most stressful part of this is if Greg and I argue, or if I'm arguing with listeners, or the frustrating people aren't listening to points from either side, I think that's horrible. And there are some guys in radio who love that. Jim Leach. There are some people that love the back and forth. Brian Pierce. But I'm not one. I'm not one of them. So I'm saying that if there was, and I don't think that exists, if there's any kind of talk thing where you just have fun. But in a heartbeat, I'd do that, right? Wouldn't you think?
I would.
Then I wouldn't take off any Monday or Friday or anything.
Right. I'd be. I think this is really kind of universal. I would do 60 hours a week of fun.
Yeah.
Over 35 hours a week of, you know, being a mindless drone.
Yes.
You know, that I think everybody can get on board with that.
Which is why, I mean, thank God we are the United States and we're not in some communist country. We could be in North Korea radio where every day is just praising our leader, the great leader. That would be really boring. I will admit that. And so, you know, and there is funny things about, when you live in the United States, you can make fun of whoever's in charge and make fun of whoever's a celebrity or blah, blah, blah. Where in some countries you can't, but I'll tell you what, just to have fun, and not that my job is, trust me, this job for the most part is very fun. It gets unfun when, you know, there are certain callers that just make me insane. That's when it gets unfun. But for the most, but I would do it in a heartbeat. And I think most people are like that. If they can go through life without having to discuss those annoying, frustrating things, people will be much happier. And then, of course, we all look at Facebook and wonder why.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, Central Illinois Congressman says Illinois' senior senator is hypocritical for criticizing President Donald Trump's comments in front of Russian President Vladimir Putin, while saying nothing about the previous president's comments to a Russian official caught on a hot mic. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin took Republicans to task this week on the Senate floor for not being more critical of Trump's Russia summit.
Enough is enough. Today is the day. I hope my colleagues, Democrat and Republican alike, will step forward and speak up.
Taylorville Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis said while Trump should have been more forceful against Putin, Durbin's criticism is typical partisan hypocrisy.
We didn't see many comments out of him when the President of the United States, Barack Obama, leaned over to Dmitry Medvedev and said, "That tell Vladimir that we win this election, I'll have more flexibility." You know, that's the hypocrisy of so many people out here in Washington.
Durbin said Republicans are trying to undermine investigations, while Davis said they're providing constitutional oversight. Even though Governor Bruce Rauner's rejected an effort to put Illinois out of the controversial voter verification program, CrossCheck, the state's involvement in the program is virtually zero at the moment anyway.
The State Board of Elections says that it hasn't sent or received information from CrossCheck because of continuing concerns about whether the data is vulnerable to hackers. Rauner vetoed a bill that would have ended Illinois' participation in CrossCheck, saying he didn't want to close off any avenue to prevent voter fraud. A measure on the governor's desk will allow local governments to kick their debt can down the road, according to a government finance watchdog. Illinois Senate Bill 2638 is now on the governor's desk. It would allow for government finance reports from local governments to the state comptroller to be based on cash reporting rather than accrual. That means there would be less emphasis on long-term debts. And has the support of the Illinois Municipal League and the Illinois CPA Society, passed the Senate with only 3 no votes and the House with only 2 no votes. Truth and Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said for taxpayers, it means long-term pain for short-term gain.
Governments can tax lower amounts, and therefore, in the short run, taxpayers were better off by cash-focused budgeting and financial reporting practices. But in the long run, it's allowed governments to kick the can down the road, and the taxpayers are facing that consequence now.
Rauner's office said it's just one of 600 bills the governor's received and couldn't provide a position. 2 Springfield nursing homes have been fined $25,000 each for separate incidents the state says put residents in danger. One was assessed a fine for failing to train staff on proper insertion of gastrostomy tubes, causing a bowel obstruction and perforation in one patient. State investigators found staff at another one did not take appropriate steps to prevent residents from falling, leading to significant injuries for more than one resident. In their competition, but Springfield's 2 main hospitals are being honored for working together to boost access to health care. HSHS St. John's Hospital and Memorial Medical Center will jointly receive the NOVA Award from the American Hospital Association for their partnership in the Enos Park neighborhood. Tracy Smith's the director of the Enos Park Access to Care Collaborative. She says many residents there had plenty of doctors to choose from, but still often couldn't get the care that they needed.
They weren't able to navigate the system to get the appointments they needed or to get to those appointments. Or when they got to those appointments to make a meaningful appointment.
Responding to a community health needs assessment, the hospitals developed a program to make community health workers available at schools and other places in the neighborhood, increasing care for more than 300 residents. The hospitals will receive their joint award later this month in San Diego. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
629-7970. That's the phone number to call us. That's CT Adams, Pest Control Listener Contact Line. You also can text us. You can text Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, space, and your message. Send it over to number 68255. So, in the message part, Lytle, space, message. And then in the number part, the who you're sending it to, send to 68255. All right? And I will read those texts. I'm having an ocular migraine, so I'm having trouble seeing. But it's just about to go away, Greg. I got my eyes shut during your newscast.
It's a good thing we're radio.
I heard, people would be looking at me like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a little better now. Hey, I brought this up yesterday, and I said we'd cover it right now, so I want to cover it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
I talked about married people. All right.
Yeah, this is right before we were going into full disclosure, and you're like laying this out, and just I'm chomping at the bit here.
And I told you guys I want you to think about it, and then come up with what the answer is. And the whole thing is, married people all have there's something they don't talk about, but they all have a wish for something, and, they just don't bring it up to their significant other. Now, this is nothing involving coitus, all right? Half the calls just left. But this is nothing to do with that. But it's got to do with there are married people. And over half the people have this desire to do something and they don't want to bring it up and blah, blah, blah. All
man,
right.
What is this? What is this?
And I want to come up with it. 629-7970. Right. What is it that married people want, but they don't want to ruffle any feathers there. Good morning. You are on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Mr. Lytle. Morning. This is your old buddy Hader.
Hader, tell me what married people secretly want.
And again, nothing to do with coitus.
Nothing to do. This is nothing to do with sex. Married
you know,
people.
The only reason I know about coitus is from Big Bang Theory. From Sheldon.
Thank God. Thank God you knew what it means, because if you didn't know what it means, I know you would have given the wrong answer here. What is it that married people?
Two girls at the same time.
Because no, Hader's called me for damn near 20 years, and God knows what he would answer. What is it?
And I was even on one of your shows for a while.
You had. That's absolutely true. Yes. What is it that married people want, but are afraid to bring up?
I think stability, financial. I'm not saying just financial stability. You want to find a good financial partner, someone you could build a good life with.
You're not wrong. I'll tell you what. One of the biggest issues that I have, and I don't dare bring it up, finances.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think every married couple goes through that. They're talking about how can we pay off this debt.
People more brave than me actually bring it up. I don't bring it up.
My wife and I, we talk about our finances. We have a joint account, but we also have.
It's not, Hader, it's not that. But thank you. It's not, but that's a good point. It's not finances.
But that is a very contentious subject.
Oh, I don't
know.
No
question. I would imagine a lot of divorces are because of poor finances.
Listen,
and not being able to talk about finances.
You've seen me. You've seen my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rock that boat. But my wife's terrible with money. I don't want to rock that boat. I don't want to rock that boat. I don't even bring it up because I don't want her leaving me.
Because you're more terrible with money?
Because I'm... No, I'm sure I am, but I think the two of us working together, I don't even want to bring it up. Don't make me bring it up. Hello, good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Is it anal sex?
No. Oh, for God's... What part? I had to edit that out.
It's not coitus.
What part of us saying it has nothing to do with sex led you to believe that you can make that... That you can give that answer. Oh, my God. Good morning.
Reset the question. Reset this question.
Married people, over 50% of married people, they want something in their marriage, but they won't bring it up because they're afraid it will ruffle feathers. And what is it?
They want to move.
Ooh, that's a good one.
New house, new town, new state, new country.
Yeah, you know?
What country would you move to? Like, I'm interested in moving to Canada, but it's too cold.
I'm interested in moving to Mexico, but it's too hot.
It's too Mexico.
It's too Mexican. It's too Mexican for my Mexican heritage to stand.
I don't mind the Mexicans. But I have a problem with the language and their lack of all the American stuff.
Speaking of Mexico really quick, just a sidebar. Yesterday I was watching the White House press conference, and the last question was about Mexico's new president and how he's reaching out to the drug cartels to have them possibly get immunity. And then the guy asking Sarah Huckabee Sanders the question says, they're also talking about legalizing all drugs in Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, it's a legitimate thing they're thinking about doing. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is like, well, you know, we don't support that idea at all. And
well, they're trying to find an answer to getting rid of the violence.
Yeah, right. But it could cause...
Of which, by the way, the cartels don't want them to legalize everything.
No, they make more money.
Yeah, they don't want that to happen.
They don't have to pay taxes that way. But anyway, so yeah, I think that's a good one. Moving, even across the city or to another state.
It is not moving.
It's not moving. Good guess, though.
Yeah, good guess. No, we just moved,
mm-hmm.
And we basically had to move because of my daughter.
Sure. So it was kind of like a mutual understanding that we got to do this.
As it turns out, my wife and I, without we've wanted to move for many, many years and just haven't. And then my daughter's the reason we finally moved. My daughter's, you know, going to a different school this year. So that's why we finally moved. So she'd be closer to, you know, where she's going to school. So, you know. I want to know what the answer is to this. So come on, man. Guys, think about it. Yeah, you know what? It is hard. I know it's hard, which is why I brought it up.
I'm gonna guess here.
All right.
Having children.
No, you listen, you talk about that. You do talk about having children. It's like very rarely are people married and
not having that conversation.
And somebody brings up, and by the way, when it comes to having a child, it's pretty much one person's decision.
Right. No, you're right.
When it comes to children,
it's up to one that's going to go through all the immense pain.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I wish that as a guy, we had more say in it.
Yeah, we just don't.
However, when you're married, your wife will, you know, my wife went to me and said, it's time to start trying, you know, which is fun, too. Don't get me wrong. Good morning. You are on the Ray Lytle Morning Show. What is that thing that married people, over 50% of married people want to do, but they don't even want to bring it up to their spouse because it might ruffle feathers? What is it?
Would it be separate checking accounts?
No.
So nothing to do with finances.
Nothing to do with finances. Nothing to do with sex.
Nothing to do with sex. Nothing to do with children.
Nothing to do with children.
Nothing to do with moving.
Nothing to do with moving.
Man, this is tough.
Tim, I thought you were going to hit. I thought you were going to get it.
I have one of two things: either that, or
you already had your one guess. Guess hog.
Yeah. Guess hog.
Good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Hey Ray and Greg, is it losing weight or getting shape?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's interesting.
I'm sure my wife knows I'm fat and wishes I'd lose weight, but you know, she could bring that up. It doesn't. You know, that's not gonna. That's not going to surprise me. Good morning. You're on WMAY. What is it?
Would it be the other person being a slob around the house?
No. People bring that up. People are not. You're not afraid to say, hey, you're a slob. We're not afraid to say that. This is something that people want.
Man.
They don't want to ruffle feathers.
Is it, and you've got full phone lines there, but
I know.
Does it deal with religion at all?
No.
No?
Nothing to do with religion.
Man.
Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Hey, Ray. It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Separate beds.
Separate beds?
Rob, you hit it right on the head. Yeah, that's what it is.
I am single, and I absolutely love sleeping by myself.
Yes.
It is the greatest joy I could ever have.
Now, this is not me. I love sharing a bed with my wife. Mm-hmm. Love it. Thank you, Rob. It's a great, no you problem. Got it, buddy. Mm. I love sharing a bed.
Never would I have thought that.
There are people that want their own bed.
But they're frightened to bring it up?
They don't want to bring it up because they think that the other person will think it has something to do with them.
Yeah, think it's offensive or something.
And it is weird because if anyone sees that they have separate beds, it'll make people ask questions and all this stuff. And how do you have sex with separate beds and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a lot of questions that go into it. But over 50% of people say they secretly wish that they would sleep in a separate bed from their spouse just so they can get a better night's sleep. Now, 12% of couples eventually move to sleeping in separate beds. Either because their partner snores or the bed's too hot, too cold. They go to bed at different times. They can't stretch out. There's the cover usage. There's all these different things that make people want a separate bed. My wife figured it out many years ago. In fact, before we got married, she figured this out. When she would spend the night when we first started dating, she figured it out. She went into the closet and grabbed an extra set of bedding. And she said, this will be mine, this will be yours. Which I've never really questioned where she learned that or where she got it from. All I know is it has made my life wonderful because we never have to worry about that stuff. And I think a lot of this stems from that. People don't like either my wife's a cover and she hogs all the bedding or blah, blah, blah. That happens. I've never had to worry about it. So that's kept it from coming. Some people, though, they wait till they get to a certain age and then they finally tell their spouse. And tell me if you've heard of this, Greg. They married forever and then finally on like, you know, they're in their 60s or 70s, they go to their spouse and say, hey, listen, we've got to get separate beds. They finally bring it up and the spouse goes, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. And they start.
So we could have had 20 years of happiness if you would have just brought this up later.
You'll find some older people who already have separate beds and they're happy. Mm. Occasionally one climbs in the other bed and, you know, you still have fun.
I totally see that.
But they sleep in separate beds and they're so much happier. And that's what this says.
It's fascinating.
So there you go. It's not any of the guesses we had, although very good guesses.
Yeah.
It's sleeping in separate beds.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Which apparently was like the thing to do back in the 40s and 50s?
Well, yeah. I mean, remember.
Or is that just on TV?
Remember all those TV shows, they all slept in separate beds. But
that just the prudish censors back then?
I think it was the norm at one point. There was a lot of people sleeping in separate beds. 12% of married people do it now, Greg. So, you know, think about it. And yeah, I'm sure it had to do with the TV sensors and so on and so forth. But that was the norm back then. Now a lot of us sleep in the same bed and wish we didn't. Once again, I'm fine.
I love it. My wife last night snuggled right up next to me, and that was just...
I love sleeping in the same bed with my wife. But then again, there's not a lot of... Occasionally, she'll get on some kind of snore thing or she's sick or something.
Right.
And it'd be like, oh, my God.
Now, I know there's times where... I don't know what it is, if it's... if I'm like a little under the weather and I just don't realize it, but there are times where I will be burning up.
Yeah.
And I don't realize it, but my wife's like, gosh, you were so hot last night.
Yeah.
You were literally on fire.
So you know
last
at
night.
Some point during that night, she was like, oh, I wish I had my own bed.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, there you go. That's a lot of people, they get to a certain age, they finally just tell the spouse and it usually goes, it's not as bad as we think it's going to be.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, Russian politicians are rallying behind Vladimir Putin after his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, but they're denouncing American suggestions that translators at the Putin-Trump summit be interrogated about what they discussed privately. Russia's ambassador to the U.S. expressed hope that the verbal agreements between Putin and Trump will be fulfilled. Meanwhile, President Trump says he wants to have undocumented families that were separated under his zero-tolerance immigration policy to be put back together. That process began with children 4 years and under, and this week he continues with kids 5 years and older. A judge has ordered that all the immigrant families be reunited by July 26th. ABC News has more.
This is Jim Ryan in Texas. The reunifications are happening inside Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices. The adults fitted with ankle monitors and the families then sent to social service agencies like Annunciation House in El Paso, whose director put out a call for clothing and food for the new arrivals.
We have been inundated with a lot of donations.
So many that the agency's Ruben Garcia has run out of space.
The most helpful thing are monetary donations.
He expects to take in hundreds of immigrant families awaiting court decisions on whether they'll stay in the U.S. or be deported. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Illinois State Board of Elections said Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of the plan to remove Illinois from the Interstate Voter Crosscheck program won't change much because Illinois isn't using Crosscheck right now. Elections Board spokesman Matt Dietrich said Illinois hasn't sent any voter data to Crosscheck in over a year and hasn't used any information from the program in 2 years. A government finance watchdog says a bill on the governor's desk would allow local governments to file financial reports that kicks their debt cans down the road. Senate Bill 2638 would allow local governments to file annual reports to the Illinois Comptroller based off cash accounting. Truth in Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said that's different from accrual accounting.
Effectively, it's a way to kick the can down the road. And accrual accounting, in theory, should
help you recognize those expenses at the time they are incurred.
The Illinois Municipal League supports the measure, saying that requiring accrual accounting would introduce unnecessary complexity and result in expensive conversion costs for no appreciable value to local governments or taxpayers. But Bergman says taxpayers will be hit in the long run from hidden government debt. Comptroller Susana Mendoza's office said it's neutral on the bill. Rauner's office said that it's one of 600 bills the governor's received and isn't in a position to comment. Springfield police say there's no excuse for someone breaking into a vehicle, but they also say you don't have to make it easier for someone to do so. Police Chief Kenny Winslow is expressing frustration that many of the dozens of break-ins in recent days involved cars that had been left unlocked. Winslow says an unlocked vehicle is, or one with valuables in plain sight, it's another option, an open invitation for burglars. Police have made several arrests in recent days, but they think others are involved in the rash of break-ins. And of more than 240 designs, Illinois State Police have picked the winner of its 100th anniversary logo design contest. Springfield resident Aaron Rath's design will be used in making commemorative stars, patches, car decals, advertising, and collectible memorabilia. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.